National Treasury has proposed a 90-day deferral for the payment of excise duties or taxes on alcohol. This follows the industry making the approach to Treasury, requesting that it not have to pay duties worth 5.1 billion rand, given the pressure placed on the alcohol industry with an initial ban on sales in the initial part of the lockdown through to the beginning of June, and then a secondary ban on the sector imposed from just before mid-July until now, which has meant the loss of billions in revenue, not to mention some casualties which have resulted in business failures and job losses. To get their reaction on the latest proposal, I'm joined on the line by Sibani Mgadi. He's a corporate relations director at Diageo and spokesperson at the South African Liquor Brand Association. Thanks very much, Sibani, for joining us. Just for clarity, what is excise tax on alcoholic beverages? At what point is this tax usually levied?
Well, the system works slightly different from just your normal income checks and company checks, where you look at your income minus expenses for the full year and then you pay your dues to SARS. In our case, the minute you finish the production and your product is finalized for sale, or you create at the port in terms of importation, then you become immediately liable for excise tax at that point. And then from then you have around about 60 days within which then to pay your checks on that particular product. So it's a rolling thing that's built on the assumption that you would have had opportunity to sell in those 60 days and be able to pay SARS.
Understood. So it was the industry that made the approach to National Treasury for this relief. How helpful will this reprieve be for the industry?
Yes, it is quite significant. Excise tax on its own is quite a significant part of our business. So in this case, what has happened in June, most of the companies would have sold products to retail under trading terms, and most of those retail players were unable to pay us because they can't sell it on.
Yes.
And therefore, the producer becomes squeezed in because now you are not receiving any income, but you still have to honor the supply side, whether it's glass, inputs, ingredients into your liquid and various other operational costs that you need to still honor.
Hmm. So in terms of the 90-day deferral, from which date is it effective?
Payments in July as well as August, 2.5 billion for each month. So it depends on each company account as to what date exactly that's due, but it's an overall then shift of that to for another 90 days. Each company then will need to liaise with SARS directly to then sort out its own individual checks there. Situation, but the principle is a shift of 90 days.
So the sector is still down from just before mid-July. What are you hearing in terms of businesses and jobs lost that may struggle to come back once the ban is lifted?
Well, that area is really, really difficult. We are hoping that government can review the ban as soon as possible, especially since even the science that informed the decision to ban from the Medical Research Council, that institution has advised differently that we need to start trading because the intended health outcomes at least have been achieved. So the earlier we start operating, the less harm we can have on job losses as well as companies that may not be able to start again. Well, the numbers vary for what we estimate at least on the job losses front. With the first lockdown or ban, we estimate that about 100,000 of the 1 million jobs that are supported by the industry were put at risk and lost at that point.
Soon after the secondary ban, there were a lot of rumours, even people published rumours, that alcohol would be banned until the total lockdown was lifted. But government came back to basically dispute that. In your discussions with government right now, are you getting any sense of when sales may be able to resume?
Well, we do not have a definitive date. Of course, there are various conversations. I think there are, because we interact with various departments, from an agricultural level, where probably wine sector would be much more involved with the grape production. I think there's quite a good understanding of how desperate the situation is with wine growers and grape growers and wines. There are interactions with the Department of Trade and Industry, and we seem to be making some progress, but ultimately I think it will need to be a decision of the overall government and the National Command Council, which will then take a view on whether we opt in or not. But I think we are quite hopeful that at least people understand the seriousness of the situation. Just yesterday, with the two biggest beer companies in the country announcing a suspension of 11 billion in capital investment that have been made in South Africa, I think it should begin to show the seriousness of this situation.
Yeah, no, that is huge, especially because we're actually on the hunt for investment and they're having to withdraw. So just finally, the alcohol industry has said that it wants to work with government to create a social compact that will help drive social change. How will those interventions manifest themselves? And how do we teach old dogs new tricks? I mean, if people behave badly with alcohol, how will anybody be able to change that?
Well, the approach we are taking in the proposal that we are putting to government is a combination of better enforcement of rules, as well as investing on behavioral change. So on areas like drinking and driving, clearly that's a violation of law, and we are putting through proposals on how we support the law enforcement, because, for instance, in that area, the biggest problem is processing of blood for prosecution purposes. Government doesn't seem to have enough capacity to have a quick turnaround of those, and we are going to be investing on the testing centers in all the provinces if it's necessary. But we will need to also get clarity from government on data in terms of abuse and trauma admission so that we can target our interventions accordingly. But there is great commitment from the industry to invest financially and implement the programs that are clearly targeted at high-risk groups in terms of alcohol abuse.
That was Sibani Mgadi. He's a corporate relations director at Diageo and spokesperson at the South African Liquor Brand Association.